It's Friday, January 18th, 2008, and welcome to episode 21 of Tech Talk for Teachers. I'm Tom Grissom. During the first 2 weeks of a semester, I always survey my students regarding their tech ability to get a general feel on how they're using technology. As expected, their skill levels range from low ability to very high ability, with most of their technology skills related to personal use. Most undergraduate students are comfortable with word processing and PowerPoint, but few are familiar with spreadsheets and databases unless they had a previous high school class on computer applications. I am often surprised by the lack of educational use of technology by many students. Ask them about Facebook or MySpace, and the vast majority of undergraduates regularly use these social networking tools for personal use. Other technologies are regularly used for personal use, with the most common being the cell phone for both voice calls as well as texting. With the proliferation of MP3 players, most MP3 use is for listening to music. Educational uses of podcasts, such as Tech Talk for Teachers, are often totally off the student radar screens, as most students that I have asked have never listened to a podcast. That, to me, is surprising, given all the earbud-toting students on campus and the potential podcasting has for education. I can understand this to a certain degree, as it is probably much more fun listening to music than to an educational podcast, but this is unfortunate because podcasts have such a tremendous potential for student learning. We as educators need to be advocates for the benefits of technology as a tool for self-improvement above and beyond recreational use. After all, life on a university campus should be all about student learning. Establishing patterns for tech use for self-improvement can be a gift for a lifetime for your students. As mentioned before on Tech Talk for Teachers, podcasting did not become a word until 2004, and now with over 3 years of existence, it is still incredibly underused as an educational tool. How can this be? The general perception by faculty is that students are wizards with using technology, but many times this is not the case. My point is that too often we take for granted the technology abilities of our students, and too often we ignore the educational benefits that technology can have for learning. Student technology use is rarely harnessed to benefit the teaching and learning process. Tech Talk for Teachers is trying to change that. One factor that prohibits widespread adoption of certain technologies is the rapid pace of change itself. Too often, technology companies promote new technologies for the sake of selling new software and hardware. Wait long enough and the next tech fad will hit the streets and the cycle begins all over again. Veteran teachers know and understand this, and therefore technology implementation is often hindered because there is always going to be the next big thing being promoted by vendors that are in the business of selling products. Take a step back and look at the big picture, and you will soon realize that this cycle has repeated itself over and over again for the past 50 years. The good news is that each generation of technology makes it easier to use and implement. What educators are doing today with podcasts is what educators were doing in the 1960s with reel-to-reel and cassette tapes. The fundamental underlying product is the same, but the media delivery method is very different. The biggest difference between now and the 1960s is that the content can be accessible immediately and to an audience of millions simply by posting to the internet at very little cost. What most do not realize is that most likely the average school or university already has what it needs to produce podcasts without buying anything additional at all. Shh, technology vendors do not want you to know that. We can do an incredible amount with existing technology, and now with free Web 2.0 tools, the sky is the limit to what we can do in our classrooms. Making this podcast costs nothing other than my time and the cost of regular internet service. With such a low barrier to entry, one does wonder why podcasting is not being used by more educators. My technology pick of the week this week is a web traffic analysis program called Google Analytics. Google Analytics is a tool that allows you to keep track of who is visiting your web page and provides valuable information about your audience. Google Analytics provides some very interesting statistics to help you get a better feel for how many visitors you have coming to your website and is incredibly detailed. I've been using Google Analytics for the past 6 months and I'm amazed at the detail it provides. I have gained valuable insight about my websites and information about where visitors are coming from. Google Analytics will tell you the total number of visitors to your website by day, and what operating system and browser software they use. There is even a world map that identifies what states and countries your visitors are coming from. It does require a Google account and a bit of tech expertise with inserting the HTML code that is required to track page visits, but this can easily be done by anyone that updates their own web page. A link is provided in the show notes if you're interested in seeing how people are using Google Analytics, along with detailed information about the reporting tools it offers and how to sign up for a free account. I am thinking about mixing up the show a bit. After 20 episodes, it is in need of an update. What would you like to learn more about? Some have commented for a longer show, and others like about a 5-minute format. I'm also thinking about going to an interview format and dropping the transcripts, as writing transcripts and transcribing notes does take a lot of time. Do you find it useful to choose between reading the posting and or listening to the posting? I am interested in your thoughts about how we can improve the show. Please send me your comments or suggestions to techtalk@eiu.edu or leave a comment in my blog. Show notes for this show are available on the web at techtalkforteachers.blogspot.com. That's techtalk4teachers.blogspot.com. That wraps it up for episode 21 of Tech Talk for Teachers. So until next time, this is Tom Grissom. Keep on learning.